T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
There's concern about both safety and availability as demand for daycare begins to heat back up. We welcome in Bella Mote, CEO of the Carol Robertson Center for Learning in Chicago. Bella, welcome to the program. My first question for you regards capacity limits for daycare centers starting at the end of the week. That means that some parents, because of these capacity concerns, will have to find another place to send their kids.
Rob, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, there's a lot to consider. The new normal is something that we're all figuring out and, you know, step by step. So I think there are a couple of realities. I don't think that parents are going to grapple as much as we think, just because I think a lot of families are looking at what they've have in place and how they might extend it. What we really have to focus on is the health and safety and how to transition back kids and families in a really careful and methodical way with staff expertise.
Do you feel any pressure as the owner of a daycare center first out of the trench that schools and school districts will base their reopening plans in the fall based on your experiences today?
The Carol Robertson Center, one of the largest early childhood organizations, like many, are thinking about this. We know we play a vital role in the thriving of families as well as the economy. So no surprise that we are part of the universe that's opening back up. There are some considerations that we have to take that are unlike Chicago public schools, but we are working very closely with the state and city officials to figure out the guidance and how best to implement that guidance.
The state does have some rules for kids wearing masks, and I did talk to some parents over the weekend, and they all kind of let out a rueful chuckle when I said, over the age of 2, they have to wear masks. At your place, it'll be over the age of 5. The rules do say they can wear a mask if practical. Do you think a lot of 5- and 6-year-olds are going to keep that mask on throughout the day?
Well, I think that the state and the city guidance has done the best it can to balance sort of reality of children and how they develop with what CDC guidelines recommends or requires. And I think that 5- and 6-year-olds actually probably have more self-regulation and more understanding. But for us to expect that children leave these masks on at whatever age is a hardship. And so what we have to do is make sure that we are doing it when it is required. So when it's required is when they enter and exit a building, when they're in the hallways or shared spaces. And that's really what our staff is going to focus on. And with the ones who are younger than 5, we don't want teachers to have to, at Carol Robertson Center, when we serve 1,000 children, focus on keep your mask on. So I think the guidance is appropriate, and we'll do the best that we can to implement.
And then very quickly, are you and your staff experiencing anxiety about people coming back, or are you looking forward to it?
So I think it's a combination of both. You know, none of us have lived through at Carol Robertson Center, a pandemic, this normal sort of way that we used to do things. We can't do that any longer. So training, real appreciation around staff understanding of COVID-19, the requirements, the soft opening that we're planning to do, and really thinking about what we need to do and how to phase that in appropriately is what we're focused on. And I think that that will go a long ways in terms of creating that welcome space that's safe and healthy for all.
Bella Mote, CEO, Carol Robertson Center for Learning in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.